producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Would you guys agree with the statement that Charlie Sheen is a role model? Does that even ring your bell at all? Well, apparently that's what people are now saying because of the quote-unquote Charlie Sheen effect with HIV awareness. It's called the celebrity effect. It's where a well-known personality raises awareness of an illness or public health concern. I beg to differ. When I went and got my pap smear, did you see everybody all over the place getting one? No. When I got my mammogram, did everybody go get one? No. I mean, we had a few people on Facebook do it, and thank you, but, you know, well, I understand Charlie Sheen is a little bigger of a celebrity than I am. But, you know, look at this. So they say, according to CNN, when Katie Couric had a live TV colonoscopy in 2000, they say screenings and awareness of colon cancer increased. I don't know. I remember Bush getting his colonoscopy, but I don't think that had much of an effect. People still don't like getting that done. You know, like I'll you know, tell them, go get your colonoscopy. They're like, woman, you're off your rocker. Angelina Jolie decided to have both breasts removed when she was tested positive for the BRCA gene mutation. And then that in 2013 caused this whole big social media extravaganza. Now they're saying there's a Charlie Sheen effect. Charlie Sheen announced back in November that he had been hiding his HIV positive status for years. Then, boy, did the social media explode news outlets, all right? You know, co-anchors, co-actors were ticked. It was huge. But they say that media coverage and public interest in the topic of HIV, the topic of HIV being searched and studied, exploded. Well, of course. And this was a study published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association looking at how media attention when a celebrity comes in, how much that could affect our decisions and our choices when it comes to healthcare. Researchers from San Diego State University School of Public Health ran an analysis of media and internet searches after Charlie Sheen's November 17th announcement. They found that media coverage of HIV on the day of Sheen's disclosure ranked in the top 1% compared with the last 7 years. It followed years of declining media coverage of HIV from 67 stories per thousand in 2004 to 12 stories per thousand in 2015. I have to admit, you know, it's good and bad. I'll finish with this and then I'll tell you what I think. They say the actor's announcement was also connected to the most Google searches on HIV ever recorded in the United States. I guess they used some algorithm and they found out that when he spoke out December 8th, the researchers found 2.75 million more searches than expected contained in the word HIV. Well, I mean, think about it. There's how many millions of us in the media, you know? So, I mean, we're all like, all right, well, we got to talk about Charlie Sheen, so let's make sure we get all our facts straight. So it could be just that. But, I mean, do I need, as a doctor and as a radio doctor and as a practicing physician, do I need celebrities to come out and help me do my job? The answer is yes. And sadly so. Okay? I mean, I think what it is it's very difficult. I'm very honored to get the media attention that I get. All right? I'm very honored to write an article and be able to get that out there and get it out there on Google. I'm really, really honored to have that. That is a very, very powerful tool that I have. But a lot of other doctors can't. So when I hear of doctors going, we really got to do this with patients. We really got to get patients to do this more. These patients don't want to do this. I'm like, I agree. And they can't get the word out. The way doctors have been talking to you for years, how many times have your dentist told you to come in twice a year and you guys don't do it? Like, I don't do it. Do I come in twice a year? No. I mean, I come in twice per calendar year, but it's usually like 11 months apart. I mean, I'm bad with it. I am. I mean, we're all bad with that. But then all of a sudden, there's a, there's a celebrity, James Gandolfini's death, an untimely death, when we believe he had a heart attack when he was in the bathroom of his hotel on a trip to Italy. I believe he was in Italy with his son. That scared the heck out of us. Nobody wants to be on the toilet or in the bathroom having a heart attack. And then the child not knowing what's going on for a long time, nobody there being able to perform CPR, and then unfortunately you're found dead by hospital staff. So, or hotel staff. So, when James Gandolfini passed away, I have to admit I had a bunch of people come into the office saying, check my heart. So, kudos to the media for, not sensationalizing, but turning a story around because a lot of times when I get interviewed, it's not that they want to talk about Charlie Sheen and his movies with Molly Ringwald. It's, Dahlia, what should we be telling people about HIV? What should we be telling people about the risk? And then they turn it into an education. And more of you watch your local Fox News or your local news, NBC News or your local stations or your CNN or Fox, etc., than you do going to the doctor, listening to the doctor. So I'm fine with that. Now, is Charlie Sheen a role model? Well, I don't want to say that, okay? I think there was an issue with him hiding it. I think him hiding it and then acting like he's okay and he's fine can give people the wrong message about HIV. If you ask a young, inexperienced viewer, what is going on with Charlie Sheen's HIV? Oh, he's okay. He did drugs. He had a lot of sex. He got it. He still has sex. Nobody's claimed they got HIV from him when he had sex. He looks fine. Everybody else seems fine. I guess it's not as bad as we thought. No, it is bad. So, unfortunately, we could get, the wrong impression. Angelina Jolie decided to have a bilateral mastectomy. When you see her in Oscar-type dresses and going to these award shows, she looks beautiful. She looks perfect. Does anybody know about the drains she had to have to drain the fluid building up, or the stitches, or the risk of infection she had, or the, nobody goes into that. So the glorification of it gets advertised, and that's why I'm like, they're promoted. So there's good and bad, but all the power to these celebrities for coming out and being forward. But we got to make sure we take the message correctly. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are on the Dr. Delia Show. Yeah, that's where we are. Is everybody situated? Is everybody GPS? They know where they are? Okay, good. Yeah, sometimes I talk a lot about where I live, and I have to remember that you guys are in different cities. It's kind of weird. They say people in radio are kind of crazy. And I don't think we are, but if you think about it, I mean, I'm in a room alone, right? Just sitting there talking to myself for hours at a time. And I have to talk to you as if I'm there in Arkansas with you or in Minnesota or in New York City. But I'm physically in Las Vegas. And so trying to act like I'm everywhere, you don't get a God complex or anything like that, but you just start to realize that you may be schizophrenic, okay? So you just have to kind of realize, look, okay, I am one person in one area, and that's where I am. And then we just kind of go from there. Okay, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. All right, so, this is interesting, okay? They say air pollution increases risk of obesity and diabetes. And some of you will say, Dahlia, you brought that up. You brought that up before on your show. True. But whenever they have another study, right, so there's another study being reported here, February 22nd, which is today. This was the day I was supposed to give birth to my son, and he never came out. And he came out 4 days, painful days later. So just a very special day for us. But they say air pollution can increase the risk of obesity and diabetes, according to a study with lab rats exposed to the highly polluted air of Beijing. Researchers at Duke University found the air caused metabolic dysfunction in rats, leading to obesity and the precursors of diabetes when compared to rats that had not been exposed to the air. What are precursors of diabetes? To me, precursors of diabetes is when you either start gaining weight, you start having high blood sugar, you start having less insulin sensitivity, maybe you have hypoglycemic episodes, or you start having high triglycerides. Another like symptom of pre-diabetes is your wounds don't heal that well. Maybe you're losing your hair. Maybe you're getting tired. Maybe you're starting to smell a little ketotic, like fruity smelling. Those are things. The air in China's capital and the rest of the country has become an increasing focus of health concerns in recent years, and the country has called 2 red alerts in 2 weeks because of their poor air conditions. Now, some studies have looked at air pollution, and they go, well, maybe what it does is it causes oxidative stress and inflammation in the organs and circulatory system. So oxidative stress and inflammation is something your organ doesn't want, okay? It wants your cells acting the way they're supposed to. It doesn't want free radicals. It doesn't want cells changing and giving off ions that it doesn't need. It doesn't want inflammatory markers circulating around. You know how I kind of look at the body? Okay. Remember when you guys would, okay, when we would be little kids in the library and messing around, playing marbles. Marbles were really, really big when I was growing up, playing marbles. And recess was never long enough. And, you know, when you leave recess, you got to pick up all the marbles and continue. So we would be in the corner of the library, okay, trying to do our little marble game. And then the librarian. Okay, I have never been so scared of anybody in my life than the librarian. And remember, I went to 12 different schools. So the librarian at each and every school scared me. In fact, it scared me so much that I had a patient last week who came in, and I was asking her, so what do you do? She's like, well, I, you know, manage a library, and I'm a library supervisor. I go, librarian? She's like, yeah, I'm a librarian. My heart stopped. The hair on the back of my neck just was like, bing! And I was like, oh my gosh, are you going to tell me to shh? And she's like, no, I don't do that. I go, well, can you talk to your colleagues back in the 1970s and 1980s? Because I am so tired of the shh. In fact, I think a lot of you guys, when you listen to my show, you go, shh, I can't stand that. See, my mom, she never said shh. She would snap her fingers when I was on the phone and give me a weird mommy look. Ooh, she had a mean mommy face. Or she would say, shut the blank up. So I never got the shh except from librarians. So it's the only thing I correlate to that. All right. And I just, you know, stand on end, like, you know, yes, ma'am. So it went well. I don't think she liked me. I don't think my librarian patient liked me. I talk a lot. You know, I made a lot of noise. I was shuffling the papers. I made fun of the Dewey Decimal System. But my guess is a lot of librarians are mad because now they have a lot of computers in the libraries, and that really messes things up. You know, and a lot of the computers go, dee-doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And they're like, no, shh. So I don't think librarians like it at all. But anyway, okay. So back to oxidative stress and inflammation. How I look at that is you're just sitting there trying to play your marble game, okay? The librarian or the teacher, okay, needs to be there. They need to be there. So they are things that are a part of the school. They are very crucial, life-saving aspects to your school, just like your inflammatory markers that circulate. But you don't want them around. You need them there, but you don't want them around interfering and messing up your stuff that you're trying to do. And that is how I look at oxidative stress and inflammation. It's your body doing exactly what it's supposed to do, but the organs are like, get your, you know, librarian butt over there because I want to do my thing. You know, like your boss. You need a boss to pay you. But do you want your boss looking over your shoulder and then leaning into your desk and going onto your computer? No. That's what it is, okay? Okay, good. Whew. Okay. So, according to Dr. Zhengfeng Zhang, professor of global and environmental health at Duke University, he says if translated and verified in humans, because again, you know, they looked at mice, okay? What sound does a mice make? Squeak? I don't know. If translated and verified in humans, these findings will support the urgent need to reduce air pollution given the growing burden of obesity in today's highly polluted world. Yeah, that's why we're obese. It's because of the air pollution. Anyway, 19 days into the experiment, rats exposed to unfiltered air had 50% higher bad cholesterol levels, 46% higher triglycerides, and 97% higher total cholesterol, as well as higher insulin resistance. You see, that's what I said were pre-diabetes markers. While the rats ate the same amount of food throughout the study, the rats breathing unfiltered air also gained more weight 8 weeks into the study, with female rats 10% heavier and male rats 18% heavier than their counterparts breathing clean air. I'm sure the female rats like that, going, well, at least the guys gain more weight than us, because we women hate men that don't gain any weight while we sit here and pack on a pound or two just sniffing a piece of pizza. Since chronic, we love men. I mean, I love men in general, but not a guy that just says, you know what, I can eat whatever I want, I can't gain a pound. I'm like, really? Really? Since chronic inflammation is recognized as a factor contributing to obesity, they say, metabolic diseases, obesity, and diabetes are related. There's clear evidence that chronic exposure to air pollution increases the risk for developing obesity. Whew. All right. So what does that mean for you? I don't know. I mean, you would think, well, wait a second. If you're in a place where air is, you know, more difficult to breathe, you think your body is going to expend more energy trying to filter and trying to suck out the good oxygen. It doesn't. Remember what I told you guys, whenever your body is in a situation it doesn't like? Right. No, we're not talking about librarians anymore. And again, God bless you that run a library. Honestly, you know, I'm scared of you guys. That's all I'm saying. What I said before about, you know, your body, when your body's exposed to something it doesn't like, it clamps down. Okay? I never lose weight when I go visit the in-laws. You know, I may not eat. We maybe got a lot of exercise because I'm running, you know, and trying to hide in the back of the house. And no, I don't gain weight because, again, when you're in a situation where your body does not want to be in that situation, you clamp down. That's why a lot of you gain weight with your stressful job. I have people come in going, Dahlia, I work out every day. I watch what I eat and I'm gaining weight. Why? And I go, do you hate your job? What? Do you hate your job? Yeah. Why? It's stressful. Stress causes weight gain. It does. And if you don't like your job, you know, it's very interesting, okay? All right, I love being a doctor. Okay, let me say this. But I gained a lot of weight after 2009. And I can't explain it because I live in the same city. Pollution hasn't changed. My diet got better. I exercised more. Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. That stress alone made me pack on 30, 40 pounds. So, yes, it did. Do I need to break out the pictures? Yes, I blame Obama for my big butt because of the Affordable Health Care Act. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, this just blows my mind. All right. This weekend we heard of news of the shooting in Kalamazoo. And when you hear it was an Uber driver, Jason Brian Dalton, 45-year-old Uber driver, is in custody, accused of opening fire. How many people did he kill? Did he kill, I apologize, I'm trying to find the, I think he killed, I apologize, six people, I think. And then there's still a few other people injured. I don't know if he was working for Uber at the time. He's just known as an Uber driver. Be careful, guys. Whoever you employ, they do something. okay? They could be doing something on their two-week vacation. It is all over the news that they're your employee. But I got to tell you something, and again, I don't know much about Uber or Lyft. I still feel a little nervous, you know, getting into a car with someone I don't know. But then again, I don't know how much these taxi services or these car services vet their drivers anyway. But, I'm getting information here on the San Bernardino. I don't want to talk about San Bernardino yet. All right, sorry about this. So these Kalamazoo victims, they say, that got killed when this Uber driver started shooting, it was just a regular night for them. The victims' autopsies are complete, and the cause of death for all of them is multiple gunshot wounds. Authorities don't know why he decided to do it. He started shooting at an apartment complex, then he started shooting at a car dealership, then outside a Cracker Barrel. They do not know what happened, but it was over the course of 7 hours. The first fatality, there was a father and son shot at a car dealership. Richard Smith, 53 years old, was out car shopping with his son. Tyler Smith, a 17-year-old from Matawan High School. He, let me see here. That was the son. They were car shopping. They list the victims, and this was just a normal night for them. And I know Uber is going to be getting a lot of attention for this, and I have no idea if he was working for Uber at the time. But the reason why this is being brought up to this degree, number one, is he did mass shooting. Okay. So this guy is, terrorist. But second, I can't stand when they say terrorist is just, you know, from a foreign source or somebody decides to plan and kill a bunch of people as a terrorist. That's how I look at it. But these are the people that unfortunately are being hired. Okay. Now I don't know who else hired this guy, but when you look at what happened with Subway and you look at what happened with, what was another of a public company who had somebody that was recently arrested for something. What is the vetting process? Now, a lot of times, these companies will do background checks. So I'm sure Uber does background checks. I mean, I'm sure many of these companies do. But to me, you still could have a terrorist. You could still have a mass murderer. You could still have a complete whack job working for you. And many times, their first crime is the biggie, okay? You know, they don't do things small. They won't do petty thefts or steal some bubble gum at a convenience store. When they do something, it's big. Adam Lanza, I don't think he had any criminal history before he decided to take his mom's gun and shoot up Sandy Hook Elementary. James Holmes, he had a psychiatric history. You know, one of the very few who was being taken care of by a psychiatrist at the time, who, and we talked about Lynn Fenton, I believe her name was. Again, not much of a criminal history. So the point I want to make is maybe not only is a criminal background check imperative, but a psychiatric background check. Now, how do you, and we've talked about this on the show many times, how do you figure out if somebody is a mass murderer? I mean, you know, you're going for a job interview. And I've taught you guys how to interview. We've talked about that. You know, make sure you're sitting up straight. Make sure you're dressed nice, et cetera. Oh, there was an article where one of the CEOs of a major company, I saw this the other day, where what he does is during the job interview, and I'll find it, he purposely has the restaurant mess up breakfast. Okay, and he does that. So what he does is he meets you for breakfast, and I think is it Charles Schwab? Is that it? Okay, all right. I read it somewhere. So what happens is he tests you. Now this has nothing to do to see if you're psycho and psychotically mass murderer, something like that. Okay, but what he does, and again, I apologize. I got pop-ups here because I'm trying to pull this up. How do I continue to cite? I'm sorry, I'm continuing to cite. They did this on purpose. All right, so what he does, Walt Bettinger, CEO of San Francisco's based Charles Schwab, he will interview you over breakfast. Then he tells the restaurant to mess up the order. He gets there early, pulls a manager, and said, I want you to mess up the order of the person who's going to be joining me. It'll be okay, and I'll give a good tip, but mess up their order. And then he added, and I apologize, a pop-up here. He added, I do that because I want to see how the person responds. That will help me understand how they deal with adversity. Are they upset? Are they frustrated? Or are they understanding? Life is like that. And business is like that. It's just another way to get a look inside their heart rather than their head. We're all going to make mistakes. The question is, are we going to recover when we make them? Now, I don't know what he's looking for now that the secret's out. I mean, I'm sure now everybody will know when it is. But, you know, I've seen people, they turn into real jerks when it comes to that. Or they may be trying to show off for the boss and go, look, you know, watch me delegate, watch me handle a quote-unquote inferior. And you're like, okay, first of all, nobody's your inferior, all right? I mean, there was an issue. Let's see how you handle it. So my guess is he wants to see somebody go, look, here's the thing. If you don't say anything and you just let it slide, that probably is a bad mark also, because that means you aren't paying attention to detail, okay? What I would do is if I was in the interview, I'd be like, oh, I would acknowledge it. I go, you know what? They messed it up. You know what? I actually like this better. Life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I'll make this work. I can make this work, and I tell you how. You know, that's what I would do, and I think that would be a killer answer. Or I would say, ma'am, I'm sorry, or sir, I had ordered this. I hate to take this back, but do you mind if you guys switch it, you know? And please don't spit in the food. Thank you. Okay, anyway. Sorry. But I wouldn't ignore it, and I wouldn't be a jerk. So going back to, you know, screening for Uber drivers or Lyft drivers or taxi drivers or screening for any job, what we need is a stress test, and not a cardiac stress test, but a stress test looking at to push you to the limit. If you jump in anger or rage, see, this is what I would be looking for, uncontrollable actions. It's okay to be upset about something. It's very okay to be upset. And then sit down and go, look, I'm very disillusioned by what this company is doing. I'm very upset about this. Okay, showing you're upset about something is one thing, but reacting as they push you, all right, you know, that could be a sign that you could go berserk someday. And again, it's going to be a very difficult test to do. I mean, you know, but they already do this with our Navy SEALs. They already do this with our, you know, with our, you know, Green Berets, our high level military. They want to see how far they could push you and what you would do. Are you going to break? Are you going to crack? And if you do break or crack under pressure, are you going to turn around and hurt somebody? And until employers know what to do with that, they're going to then be dealing with you know, having somebody on their either off time or work hours do something like this, and then they're going to take the fall for hiring somebody who was a mass murderer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, very interesting political weekend. Donald Trump just blowing New Hampshire out of the water and causing the casualty of Jeb Bush. I've been told that Jeb Bush spent over $130 million running for president. I gotta hand it to Jeb Bush, though. I mean, you know, I think it's really hard to run when your family's been president twice. He never had a chance, no matter what he accomplished in Florida. And, I met his family, nice family. He, smart guy, just never had a chance. But when you look at this isn't his fault. This is just, okay, look at this money, guys. $130 million running for president. And I don't want to defy the Constitution or whatever rights we have where we get to use funds and get to ask for donations, for running for office. But that $130 million, can you imagine what a tenth of that could have done for the medical clinics I want opened up throughout the whole country? I mean, wow, just one candidate. He had the ability to accrue that much money. We're talking about money problems, we're talking about money struggles, and this isn't a slight on him. This is just honestly looking at the situation. To run for office, one of the reasons why I hadn't run for office, well, I like fans. I don't really want, people to vote for me. I just like people, listening to my show and going, oh, there's Dr. Dahlia, let me get a selfie with her. Okay, so I like that. I don't want to make any enemies. I don't want to sit there and have to rip on Hillary Clinton, or I don't want to sit there and rip on Marco Rubio. I don't want to be in a position like that where I have to sit there and beat up somebody. I don't want to do that, okay? But another reason is I would have to ask people for money, and not money for a child's charity or for autism research or AIDS research or cancer research. I would be having to ask money for me. I don't like that. Oh my gosh. I work so hard trying to bring in money to, other charities that I would feel so guilty collecting that money. Now, on the flip side, one thing that we could kind of, feel some silver lining to this is political years do bring jobs, okay? Jeb Bush had to hire a lot of people. The money that many of these campaigns bring go to TV commercials and radio ads, so that helps employ people in radio and TV. You have people producing the radio ads. You have people producing the stickers and the buttons and the signs. So there is a little economic push. An election year does throw a lot of that money back into the economy. But that's a lot of money. So we're probably looking at billions being spent before this is all done. So Jeb Bush left the race, all right? In South Carolina, South Carolina, Trump obviously stole the GOP show. In Nevada, Nevada had two different days. The 20th was when the Democrats were caucusing in primary, and then the Republicans do that tomorrow. So Hillary won in Nevada. Hillary had won in Nevada back when she was running against Obama. So Nevada likes Hillary. But boy, did Bernie get a showing. And then we have the GOP polls out, or the polls out for the GOP contenders, and it looks like Trump has a huge lead. So if he wins his third primary, we are looking at possibly a GOP nomination of Donald Trump. Wow. So it's going to be a very interesting election year. Can he do it? All I know is he did soften up. In one of the news interviews, he did go, you know what? I'm running against some great guys. So he is learning how to be a little more presidential and a little bit more toned and a little bit more filtered. So, can we train Trump in time to be president? Okay. Well, if he's up against Hillary, Hillary has more foreign policy experience. I've seen Hillary's foreign policy experience. I think I'd rather have a newbie. Sorry. But Bernie Sanders, I got to tell you. All right. A lot of people, are upset with Bernie Sanders, calling him a socialist, saying he's extreme. But I got to tell you something. This guy, he's got cojones. When it was first all about Hillary, 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 and you heard that there was a Bernie Sanders trying to make a dent, a lot of us were like, oh, be careful. You don't know what the Clintons are going to do. And oh my gosh, boy, he's gutsy to do that. And is he a plant? Is he whatever? And for him to show the showing that he has, I mean, you know, for him to do what he did, you got to give the guy some credit. All right. I mean, wow. True, we may not agree with a lot of his policies, but, you know, why is that? Are people voting for Bernie because he is anti-Hillary? Or is it because they really like his socialistic type views? All right, where, you know, pay for everything, everybody gets free college, everybody gets, you know, minimum wage increases, everybody gets, I mean, is it that? Or is Hillary Clinton too moderate for people? You know, or do people just not trust Hillary? Maybe they like him because he's an older guy that's just saying what he is, and he seems like a regular person. You know, it's very interesting when you look at the GOP, you know, when you look at the GOP race versus the Democratic race, you know, right now Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are trying to vie for Hispanic voters and black voters, etc. But they're two older white people. And yet you see on the Republican side, you have Ben Carson, you have Marco Rubio, you have Ted Cruz, you had Carly Fiorina. I mean, you had a variety. So it's very interesting when they say that, you know, one side, you know, is not representative of the masses, you know, of our country, because the GOP looks like a melting pot. You know, the Democratic side, you have two older people, one who we know is very rich, okay? And, you know, here's Bernie just trying to, you know, he's like, look, just donate, what, $17 he's asking people for? Because just donate $17. That's all I'm asking for is $17. Very interesting. I mean, if anybody is a political analyst, you know, really study how Bernie Sanders did this, because Hillary was supposed to be a shoo-in. Now, she may be, but I got to tell you, Bernie made her sweat. And so he's got to get some credit for that. So when you watch the political process stepping back a little bit, it's fascinating. One thing that is fascinating, but a lot of people don't want to give credit to that, is how Donald Trump, using his, you know, is not even popular. Even when he was on reality TV, I mean, people didn't love him, but people just are in awe and they look at him as powerful. He looks powerful and maybe he could win. When you look at Bernie Sanders, he looks older. He doesn't look frail, but sometimes when you see him walk, when he's up there at the podium, he looks strong. But when you see him walk, he looks kind of frail. He's an older guy. Hillary doesn't look that strong. Bill Clinton doesn't look that strong standing next to her. Bill lost a lot of weight, good for him, but he doesn't have the robustness like he did. And with Hillary being beaten, you know, with the, with the Benghazi issue and the FBI probe and the email, she doesn't look like a source of strength either. And maybe Donald Trump could win this because he looks like water off a duck's back. And so, I think we are, as we've been in awe with all of this going, wait a second, okay, really, you know, is anybody really serious? I think this is serious. We could be looking at Donald Trump being president. And, I hope he's ready, and I hope he does a good job. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London,
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.